possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Damn it. Nothing. Nothing ever works out our way. It's always something. Morning.
Morning, Kenny.
All right, what'd you think?
I know, it seems like...
What'd you think when you saw the news?
Opens up my window on Saturday to do more feast things than Browns, you know, preseason game number two.
I know I asked you for all that audio on, but I think Betty Romance might be going right to the top of the list. Man, I forgot the feast is this weekend.
Oh, I can feel it now.
It's Thursday! I'm just going, what?
Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo.
Lyman, did you see that third down pass from Tyler Huntley? No, I was ordering another limoncello.
That's right.
I thought we were going to get your full attention finally for a full preseason.
Now, wait a
second. I got to write the question back down again. I didn't even realize this.
Now, wait, what time is this Browns game again?
It's 1 o'clock.
Okay. No, I'll be able to watch the start.
It's going to be 90 degrees on Saturday. You sure you want to take the kiddos in the middle of the day like that?
Oh, believe me, Kenny, that's already been broached.
Oh.
The wife, so I got out of going today.
You better take those damn kids.
Well, today, listen, we can negotiate. We can forget about everything Saturday, and I can just go tonight for the opener. Tonight is the grand opening, and I was always bursting through the doors at 5:30, get home at midnight. But fine, whatever.
Bursting
whatever she wants.
Through the doors.
And it would be sad. I'd get there so early on the opening night, and my buddies would always be late because they have actual jobs. And I would be there, and I'd be like, why am I getting here so early? I don't even know anybody. I don't think I'm supposed
to. Would you just walk around by yourself?
Yeah.
Am
I supposed to set up the tables and chairs, too? Why am I getting here? Still didn't change when I got home. I still got home at the same time.
Grandma Corky, was she like, why are you here so early? I have not even baked. I haven't even put the ziti in to bake. What are you doing? Oh, man. This kind of sucks.
It totally sucks because this was going to be, we all knew, I don't care. Even if you were the biggest Shador fan and you were bashing us, bashing the station every day because we didn't tell you he was like number one on the depth chart, bashing the national people, those that were leaking out the stories that Shador was a distant third or fourth on the depth chart, had miles to go. Dylan Gabriel was ahead of him. even those people like had to finally come to grips with. He was never going to start week one. So this was it. This was the chance to see him. Yeah. I don't know what he was going to do in the last preseason game, but this was going to be a magnificent opportunity. Just at the very least, no matter who he was going up against, it's going to be fun to watch him throw the football around.
So it's a strained oblique for Shedeur Sanders. And they say it's day-to-day. I don't know. We interviewed Andrew Siciliano yesterday. I'm not going to put words
Andrew
in Andrew's mouth.
Andrew Siciliano. Hey, Andrew. Andrew Siciliano.
Maybe hey, he can come. Paisanos?
Could he actually do play? If Andrew came to the feast and did play-by-play from the feast, would anybody notice?
They're trying it's, to shove cannolis down.
He could make it up about Tyler Huntley. And he could be having a cannoli eating contest while he does it. And I don't know if anybody would actually notice. Oh, yeah, Tyler Huntley. Oh, yeah, great play. Oh, okay.
Doesn't Damn Sal it. Canella become some sort of Grand Marshal and be
oh,
Sal Canola?
Yes.
Might as well.
Yes.
Might as well. Damn it. Well, maybe Dylan Gabriel's going to play. Can Dylan Gabriel play? Well, hold on. I want to get to that here in a second.
He's
hold
not
on.
Italian?
No, I mean in the game.
Oh, okay.
Not in the cannoli.
Not doing feast
Wait a minute.
It's Andrew Siciliano joined alongside my partner, Vince Cellini. I and can't. Don't forget, we've got Nick Camino and Anthony Lima standing.
There's one name you missed out of there, but we're not allowed to say it on this show, so forget it. Okay. So the guys in the afternoon, they asked Ross Tucker about this because Ross Tucker is at the practices right now. And, here's what Ross Tucker thought about Shedeur missing the Eagles preseason game. He says this is big, and I tend to agree with Ross.
I'm in the ratings business, bro, okay? I want Shedeur to play every snap of the game. You know, I want Shedeur to play every snap of every game. You know, no matter how they perform, my guess is Flacco will still be starting. If there was any chance for Shedeur, you would think that he would have needed to play a ton in this next preseason game again and play really well again. Because that's one of those things where, like, if they played him for 50 snaps again against the Eagles and he lit up the Eagles, at some point the buzz becomes so much that the team needs to really consider their options.
So that's Ross Tucker
Boy,
yesterday.
Kenny, does it sound like, in a way, and it's not what you wanted, it's not what I wanted, it's not what anybody wanted, and I guarantee the coaching staff didn't want it either.
No.
But did it make life easier on them because it'll quiet
no.
some of the
no,
overreactions
no,
to preseason
no, no,
games?
No, because the conspiracies are already out, and I don't even want to recognize them. That's for later. We will talk about the conspiracies, but it'll be later in the show. I mean, I got people I respect in scouting who threw conspiracies out there yesterday.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got more Ross Tucker here in a moment. Here's Dylan Gabriel. Does he think he's going to start on Saturday?
I have no clue what's going to happen.
All right.
I'm just right where my feet are, but time will tell, and we'll see what happens. That's up to the coaches, and, you know, we got a lot of time up to that point.
Yes, young man, time will certainly tell. Well, Ross Tucker went on, and this ain't going to make anybody feel any better. This is what Ross saw from Dylan Gabriel at the Eagles joint practice yesterday.
It seemed like a lot of bootlegs and a lot of bootlegs where nobody was really open and he just kind of had to throw it away. It's kind of remarkable how little he looks out there, by the way, but I guess we kind of knew that. I mean, it was bootleg after bootleg, but the Eagles seemed pretty prepared for that. And so
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
So he would boot out and there'd be nobody there and he would just kind of chuck it. And there were a decent amount of incompletions that I saw on those plays.
I'm thinking that this was a real opportunity that now got screwed up for Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. Because we had yet another day of practice where the wide receivers were terrible yesterday. They couldn't hold on to anything. They might as well played without hands.
Yeah, I guess the throw of the camp for Dillon Gabriel, which might not be saying much, was to Jamari Thrash, and he dropped one.
Yes. This was an opportunity coming up on Saturday, I think, for Shedeur Sanders to try to separate and tell the fans and the franchise that maybe he really should be. I mean, you know where he stands in my depth chart, and I think, does he stand the same way with your depth chart?
Yeah,
is he the number two guy?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Thinking about but, it just makes sense. We're on the same page, and he's so much more talented.
But I have no real power.
He's so much more talented than Dillon Gabriel.
We have no real power over it, and it's not going to make me feel any better what Ross Tucker's going to say, because I think Ross is going to agree here.
My question would be, what has Dillon Gabriel done, and you guys tell me, other than be drafted 2 rounds higher, so clearly the team liked his college tape more, but has Dillon Gabriel been more impressive than Shedeur? Has Dillon Gabriel done more to merit him being second in that pecking order? Because, you know, maybe things are reversed from last week against Carolina, but I guess my thought was, you know, this is an opportunity for Shedeur to kind of be second on the pecking order. And then if he's second on the pecking order and they have Flacco start 2, 3, 4 games, well, if Shedeur goes out there and starts playing well, I mean, they're not going to upset him. They can't sit him. So then he would have an opportunity to start 10 plus games and really state his case.
What a chance. What a chance. Because, again, another day that all I've heard was bad things about Dillon Gabriel's performance.
So I will admit, I've every day we've had somebody come on, Daryl the loudest, but it's been everybody. It's been Mary Kay. It's been Zach, the national people. All right, Ross Tucker sat in on some practices and goes, whoa, boy. Okay, eventually it can't be a vendetta, right? Eventually it can't be personal bias, which people have accused various reporters of. Eventually, it's just got to be a fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
That what everybody is noticing is that Dillon Gabriel has not looked anywhere near as talented, as good, as composed. I mean, man, we got to see a game where finally the bullets are flying. Finally, guys get to try and take Shedeur Sanders' head off, and he just calmly sidestepped. I told you, the one, forget about the touchdowns and the dime throws. I still am looking at that one in the back of the end zone, or the front of the end zone, where he's got to take the team the whole distance, and he's got a guy coming at him, and he's just calmly moving over, getting them out of the shadows of their goalposts. And those are the types of things to me that show, all right, all the college stuff's going to go out the window soon. Like, Dillon Gabriel might have been coasting on the big college moments, and he had a slew of them, or the whiteboard moments where he clearly was ahead. Okay, eventually that stuff doesn't matter. Maybe it matters at the start of camp, fine. I was trying to give the Browns the benefit of the doubt on it. I seriously was. I'm like, all right, guys, the Browns are telling everybody that he's ahead, he's ahead, he's ahead. He can do this. He can get the guys lined up. Eventually, once the games start, like, the players don't care about the whiteboard stuff.
Yeah.
Eventually, the players and his teammates and the guys in the locker room, they're going to be like, yeah, that's fine. Maybe somebody's more like a Ken Dorsey, more like a coach than a player. But eventually, I'd like to team up with the guy that can actually do it when guys are breathing down on us and wanting to kill us.
Yeah.
Like, the whiteboard stuff's not going to matter at this stage. I'm not saying all the getting ready for that does matter.
But now it hurts. It really hurts because if I got to find out more from Kevin Stefanski today at 9:30. Today is his live press conference at 9:30. We'll obviously carry it live here on The Fan, your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football. But I need more information because it's like, okay, if it's truly day-to-day, then they're like, okay, well, we dodged a bullet. But everybody's day-to-day. So when you say it's day-to-day and he probably won't play or might not play or it's a hit against maybe he will play on Saturday, I'm assuming he's not going to play on Saturday. So Lima's going to be having all the baked ziti, all the cavatelles, all the limoncello, all the Peronis, all the Negronis, everything, the tiramisu, gobs of tiramisu right down his throat, and then we'll get through that Philadelphia game. But if he's out even more, then it's like, all right, the Rams would be a chance. No chance for the Rams. Do you play Joe? Do you not play Joe because of the injuries? Those are different questions. Oof. But if he doesn't play, then that may very well be it.
Yeah, that may very well be it. That was my thought. I kept thinking, is that all? Are we not going to see Shador again?
If there's limited reps during training camp, there are no reps during the regular season.
And it makes sense. You're trying to get your guys ready for actual games.
So Dylan Gabriel has to go out, and this is, if you're a Browns fan first, you want Dylan Gabriel to go out and please look good, because I don't understand what you're doing here. If everybody in the world is saying you're bad at what you're doing, what in the world? Well, I mean, people could ask the same thing for us. But if everybody who's reporting is saying that, man, he's looking rough out there, I got to wonder what the hell you're doing on the football team. So I need you to look good. For the Shador fans, they are hoping he looks
just going to say. I was just going to do
absolutely
are you sure
terrible.
About that?
Because yes, the people who are listening that are Shador first fans who are dropping in from Colorado and Texas and everywhere, they will be watching on Saturday.
He'll be falls over himself.
There will be voodoo dolls, like the whole thing. They will be hoping
like
he's
Indiana
terrible.
Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Guys, I'm not rooting against him, obviously. I want him to do well. We've said it a million times, but I'm telling you guys right now, they're going to want him to do poorly because that's the only thing that can get Shador up the depth chart while being injured, while having an oblique injury, which can be, they can be severe, they can be nagging. So as we get closer to the regular season getting here, we're inside of a month. It still feels like it's far away, but it'll be here before you know it. You know, next week they're treating, I think, like a regular game week. They'll have Monday off, then practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off, or Friday to get together and walk through. Saturday they'll play the game, and they're going to try to treat it like a regular game week. So you think Joe might play, this might change some things, but man, this is not good for Shador. This is not good for Shador, because by the time the season starts, it's like, okay, they have their preconceived notions. So yeah, Shador fans are going to be watching differently than Browns fans on Saturday. Let's call it what it is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.